Good morning and welcome once again to our Saturday morning sit down of our all business get together with our friends from the Family Business Legacy Institute. Dr. David Borst, good to see you again.
Well, good morning, Steve. Always a pleasure to see you, my friend. And good morning, faithful all business listeners. I am indeed Dr. Dave of the Family Business Legacy Institute here on our show brought to you each week by Old National Bank. Today, Steve, we have two guests on our show, Heidi and her son Heath. From a company that has been around for more than a century, I hope I get this this name correct. Welcome, Galland, Henning, Nopax, Heidi, and Heath. How did I do?
That's correct. Good morning.
Good morning.
You bet. Happy to have you.
So for those that are curious about your company, what is it that you do?
Well, currently we manufacture industrial products for the scrap metal recycling and fluid power industries. However, the business was founded in 1887, supplying an industry that Milwaukee is perhaps better known for, beer. So my great-great-grandfather, Robert Neunemacher, was a business leader in the malting industry, and in his various business dealings encountered two, we'll call them patent agents, one from Germany, one from France. And acquired this pneumatic malting drum patent from Nicholas Galland and Julius Henning, and thus going on to form the Galland Henning Pneumatic Malting Drum and Equipment Manufacturing Company. Bit of a mouthful.
Holy cow. But, you know, no disrespect, folks, but you have to be one of the oldest companies in our state that, quite frankly, few people have heard of. I mean, until I was contacted by your marketing person, who happens to be Heath, your wife, I did not know of your company. So some companies sell to the consumer, some sell to the trade. Does this explain a little bit your relative anonymity in the marketplace itself because you're a B2B type of business? Is that fair to say?
I would say that that's a fair assumption. However, remember in the 1880s, we were very, very well known by the consumer by way of our malting drums and equipment that supplied breweries across the United States. Mm-hmm. And especially here in the Milwaukee area, major breweries like Miller, Schlitz, Pabst, and Blatt's. However, our current product line is just simply upstream in the manufacturing process, and we are sort of behind the scenes. But we have a very exciting product nonetheless. We may just not be well known by the consumer.
Well, in 1880, by the way, was a little bit before my time. So, yeah, just to be wow. Clear to our listening audience, yeah.
So being a family business with that amount of lineage, how many generations do you go back, and how have you survived this long when most family businesses just don't really make it past that third iteration?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's something like less than 5%. So officially, I'm a member of the fourth generation, though my father was 72 when I was born. And given that I'm now only 30, I think there's a bit of a compelling argument to say that we might even be fifth generation. But with respect to our survival, I think there's been this sort of common theme throughout our business history around agility and adaptability. So if we go back into the early decades of the business, as was mentioned, we supplied the brewing industry in Milwaukee. So, you know, what could possibly be more lucrative than beer in Milwaukee? Well, January 19th, 1919 comes, and overnight you have prohibition, and it renders the entire business effectively obsolete. So at that time, leveraging our engineering expertise and staying very agile allowed us to develop a multitude of new products that allowed us ultimately to persevere. So today, really, we have these modern industrial trends, IoT Industry 4.0, and the companies that are going to similarly survive the next 100 years are the ones that incorporate those technologies into products that might be otherwise considered legacy or very mature.
Fluid and foot valves, my gosh. Can you tell us some of the companies that use your products or how we might know of those products?
Yeah, absolutely. So our fluid power products, as you mentioned, the valves and cylinders are found really across a range of industries, mining, cement batching, logging, oil refineries. So specific examples where you might find them, as example, on the Mississippi River, we have several locks that are actuated with Nopax cylinders. We have installations across Disney resorts. We made our Hollywood debut in 1993. If you recall the scene in Jurassic Park when the gates first opened to Jurassic Park, those gates were opened with Nopax cylinders. On the other side of the business, the Galland Henning, anytime you pick up an aluminum, either beer or soda can, 75% chance it came from Galland Henning.
I would just like to add something that our company is is we have longevity, and it's by design and not just happenstance. We as owners really believe in building a trusting foundation for successful succession planning. And we do that by having frequent family meetings. Much to Heath's credit, we have a family constitution now. We have an employment policy for shareholders. We have a prenuptial agreement policy. So these best guide, we have good governance, and this best guides us for longevity.
So based on what we've been talking about here, how would another business or maybe a new customer get a hold of you?
Yeah, visit the website, www.nopak.com.
Terrific. Heidi, Heath, thanks so much for being our guest today. I'd really like to have you back in the show sometime because I think your company is fascinating, and I think that our listeners will as well. And unfortunately, we just ran out of time here today. But you've got such an unbelievable history, and I think it's really quite something. So thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.
Thank you.
You bet. This show is brought to you each week by our friends at Old National Bank. Until next time, this is Dr. Dave for the Family Business Legacy Institute, wishing you a great weekend. And remember, God bless.